Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this wonderful Wednesday morning edition live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and of course broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via the satellite over the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and of course our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, you're keeping America rolling along, and we salute you because of it, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, FedEx, UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys that are bringing the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can go where we need to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers delivering their packages all over the land as well. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And of course, let's get right back to our special guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I think we have her there. Yes, good morning, Denise.
Hey, hey, good morning.
Good morning again. It is a wonderful Wednesday. And are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, and of course, folks, don't forget, Captain Matt always emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, Denise, we do have a caller on the line, and again, we're talking with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. But before we get to the caller, I wanted you to sort of finish up on what's going on with what you think of Ron DeSantis, and especially when you have a GOP mega donor that is now sort of saying, well, you know, they don't think Trump can win. I mean, this is, you know, so a lot of this, of course, this is all going to be in the mix, don't you think?
Well, we now essentially have two candidates that are under federal investigation, one being Joe Biden. And I say that weirdly because I'm not sure I know really where that stands. But the other one is Trump. And Trump now has a criminal suit in addition to the Mar-a-Lago thing, because they're about to pull the trigger on that one. But poor Trump, he's still in the middle of, I think, three cases against him. And this woman who accused him of the rape thing, she's now filing an amended lawsuit against him.
Defamation? Yeah.
Yeah, so this one's, I mean, is this really the best we can do, America?
Well, you know, I think part of the issue is, of course, is that I think there's a real perception out there that it's get Trump at any cost.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think it has a like a reverse effect because people say, you know, because they're related to Trump.
Well, but they're relentless. And so they're already telling us that Trump's presidency, let's assume that he wins, is going to look like the last one. They're not going to stop. They're just not. They're
right.
already showing it.
Right.
And I would argue that President Trump, let's go to his new term, he's going to have a much harder 4 years than he had the first four because of the damage that Biden has done.
Right. I think you're right about that.
I mean, it's just huge. And there really isn't a place that doesn't have to be fixed.
No kidding. Tell you what, we've got Aaron from Denver holding on the line. Aaron, you're on with... I think you are. There you are. Yes, Aaron, you're on the line with me and with Denise Simon as well. Good morning.
Yeah, well, you know, they asked Benjamin Franklin. He said, well, Mr. Benjamin Franklin, what did you create? He said, well, we created a republic. But can you keep it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I'm glad Ron DeSantis is in the mix, but the leading candidate still is going to be Trump because Trump is not a career politician. And most of the candidates, except for Elder, who's the radio host, mm-hmm. He's not a career politician. He should have won the recall in California, but there was forces there to take him down.
Yeah.
And they called him every name in the book, and he's black. Trump. So it's going to be tough, but Trump is still the leading candidate. He's still the one to beat because he was in the White House. He was not expected to be in the White House, but hell, he won. I'm glad the other candidates are out there. You got Nikki, you got Scott, you got and of course Ron DeSantis is in there. So I'm sure there's going to be it's competition is healthy.
Yep.
That's what has made America great.
All right, well,
competition is healthy. So, I mean, he's in there.
Exactly.
He's in there. It should be a good battle.
Exactly.
And hopefully in the end, Trump.
Yeah. Aaron, I'm sorry. I got to have you hold that thought because here comes the music. Thank you, Aaron in Denver. Denise Simon, hold that thought. We're coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. Folks, welcome back to the program. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program continues to roll on through the overnight hours. I'm Kyle Warren. I am your guest host sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And I want to let you know that this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com is brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. That would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. All you have to do is go to their website, GEICO.com, take advantage of their price comparison, put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or truck, see what the comparison might be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. In addition, if you have a motorcycle or ATV or boat or RV, you can bundle all that with your car insurance and save money on both. Now, where you really save the big money, and we really mean big money, folks, is where you bundle your house. Maybe you're in an apartment or you have a condo. Each one has a different rate. So bundle that together, see where the price is going to be. And who knows, you might just find out how much money you can save. Again, go to GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and do the cost comparison today and save. Welcome back, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning to you. Got just a quick little quote here for you. And evidently, according to the new Chinese ambassador to the U.S., he says that our two countries basically face, quote, serious difficulties and challenges, unquote. Well, that's probably the understatement of the year.
Everybody on the Chinese payroll, Chinese Communist Party payroll, has been trolling every part of the United States. And it's fascinating because, you know, I subscribe to getting the emails from Associated Press. And never have I seen a real article that they have slammed or criticized anything about China. I get stuff. I have the New York Times app on my phone. Not that I pay for it, because I'm not doing a paywall with them, but I just want to see what they report. And that is the most petulant newspaper I've ever seen, but they never criticize China either. The only news outlet that I ever see that criticizes China is Fox News.
Right.
So here's what I'm telling you, and that is the left won't criticize China. Now, we have a subcommittee in the House on China, and rightly so, and there are a few Democrat lawmakers that are beginning to understand it. And the operative word there is beginning. China has been doing to the United States and other countries what China has been doing for decades. And that's shameful. So the relationship should continue to break, and we should be continuing to shame all things China for countless reasons.
Yes. Not the least of which are the human rights issues.
Well, yes. And beyond that is that they're trying to kill us. I think somebody needs to say that. Somewhere between COVID and fentanyl, the precursor chemicals to fentanyl, they're trying to kill us. That's just plain and simple. In other countries, they're doing debt trapping. And I think I got an article that I saved to myself because I wanted to research it even further. But I think there's at least a half a dozen countries, essentially developing countries, that China has loaned money to, knowing that these countries could never pay it back. So the money that was loaned was to build an airport or water systems or, you know, whatever else. And China knows they can't pay it back. So in the debt trap, China then has a major foothold in these countries. Now,
interesting. Yeah.
Yes. One country that I would argue that our State Department has completely failed is Brazil. And we never should have lost Brazil, but we lost Brazil. And there's a lot behind that one. Mm-hmm. We never should have lost Bolsonaro. But now we have a president sitting in this White House who I would argue is beholden to China.
Well, certainly, yeah. If Trump had all the same stuff about China, they would have impeached him a thousand times over, saying you're in the tank for China.
Touche.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Well, I tell you now, what, Denise, we got a caller that's been patiently holding on the line.
Okay,
let's take a quick question here. All right. Welcome to the Captain's America. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yes, Backgammon Bob.
Oh, hey, Backgammon Bob.
One comment on China. We have to treat them like the old TV show, Rawhide. Head them up and move them out. In other words, we have to disassociate ourselves with them as quickly as possible, because we got to treat them just like they're a business, and they are not a profitable enterprise for the United States. Simple as that.
Yes.
The other comment I wanted to make was on the presidency of Tim Scott. He has a lot of good sounds about him. He's a relatively young black man who has a lot of charisma, and I think he's going to go far. He could, if he doesn't give Trump any competition, but I think he will rise in the polls, and I think that he would make an excellent VP for whoever wins the nomination. Just want to know what Denise thought on that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Backgammon Bob. Take care.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to China, the one thing that I wrote about almost a year ago, now maybe it's longer than that, and that is if we decouple ourselves from China, and we should have been weaning ourselves all this time, is the medical industry. We found out during COVID that 90% of all of our drugs, prescription or over-the-counter, come from China, and that's not a good place for the United States to be. So that should have been moved out already. So that's one reason that it's going to take some ultimate finesse to detach ourselves from China. Because, I mean, our entire medical industry could collapse.
Well,
and it could collapse in a minute.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And just as you were saying that, it occurred to me, you know, is this a – because obviously you'd have to go somewhere else or you'd have to manufacture it here in this country. Is it a cost factor? I mean, I think maybe one of the reasons it all ended up in China was because it was probably cheaper to do so.
Well, not only was it cheaper to do so, but let's go back to the debt trapping thing. China was smart because they get the precursor chemicals from wherever they get them from under debt trapping from other countries. So they've got first right to refusal or a complete ownership. And that's not a good place to be.
Well, no, it's not. It's not.
As for Tim Scott to be vice president, I think that's right. Several of these could necessarily be a good vice president. But you've got to have, I think the person that's going to be president in 2024 is facing some Herculean things. And I think when they get in there, they're also going to find not one, but probably hundreds of Trojan horses, what this administration has done. And the damage is so great. And that includes relationships that we have with other countries that we don't have any choice but to rely on.
Right.
And I'm appreciative of the competition. I'm appreciative of the discussions that we're about to have. And technology is going to play a big, huge role in not only the election process itself and campaigning, but I also believe that, and I've said it before on this show, even when you get into conflicts with rogue countries like China, like North Korea, Iran, especially if we have to go defend Taiwan, is that we won't be in the conventional ground war like we're seeing in Ukraine. I think it'll be a technology war. So, and I think it'll include SDI or whatever parts of SDI are there. And
well, sure, so yeah, and that would entail taking out satellites, communications, GPS, that kind of thing.
Yes, and the majority of GPS is not what we use, you know, to find our way from point A to point B. It's the entire banking system relies on GPS. So we're not in a good place, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope, it's getting scarier and scarier. Well, Denise Simon...
Yeah.
TheFounderscode.com is the website, and we are going to talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Take care, Denise Simon. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. Kyle Warren with you in for Captain Matt. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The TSA is urging air travelers to be ready for some changes at airport security checkpoints ahead of the Memorial Day holiday weekend, hopefully to make things smoother. One of the changes includes allowing kids who are 17 and younger to go through checkpoints with parents enrolled in TSA PreCheck.
It's all on the same reservation, and all the parent has to do is enter their TSA pre-check known traveler number. System is smart enough to know that children who are 17 and under can go through the pre-check lane as well.
TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein says the agency is expecting to screen about 10 million travelers this coming holiday weekend. Twitter owner Elon Musk wants to see someone fairly normal in the Oval Office after the 2024 election. His comment comes shortly after it was announced that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential bid with Musk on Twitter Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, rolling along the radio dial in the overnight hours across America. And by the way, I do want to say a very big shout out to all of our affiliate stations out there, everybody listening, and of course our truckers out there right now going across those highways and byways and those interstates. So keep on trucking, my friends, and we will keep on trucking right here on the program, as we have an awful lot to tell you about as we continue through the overnight hours. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. After that, Patrick Hyland. And then, of course, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And in just a few moments, we should be, I think the next segment, yes, we're going to be hearing from Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And I'm going to be really happy to talk with him because I do want to ask him about the economy. As some are saying, in fact, the BlackRock CEO, I believe, is saying the economy is better than people think that it is. So that's a pretty interesting idea. But this portion of the program, my friends, is being brought to you by Mr. Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. And, of course, listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells everybody about the good people at MyPillow and MyPillow.com, the amazing products they have to offer. And, of course, you've got the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. And by the way, everyone in my family, everyone in the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. You know, Mrs. Professor gave me the slippers for Christmas. And, you know, especially in Southern California, we had this sort of the long winter almost. It just rained all the time for weeks on end, and it was cold. I was really glad to have those MyPillow slippers, I'll tell you that much, because they kept my feet toasty warm. And she loves her slippers, too. You know, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and they are fantastic, folks. They're really something. You definitely got to check them out. And now you got a good reason to, because you can save 50% on the MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets. As low as $29.98. You can't beat that. Save 50% with your promo code CAPTAIN. And, of course, slippers, sandals, and slides, also now available $19.95, as low as $19.95, with your promo code. And, of course, the promo code is, all together now, CAPTAIN. That's just that simple. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out all the different products when you're ready to check out to put them in your cart and buy them. You can just simply use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you don't want to go on the internet, you don't want to go online to put in your credit card number, that's okay. They've got you covered. 1-800-641-5459. That's the number to call. 1-800-641-5459. And again, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the deep discounts and also to save a bundle on your purchases. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is CAPTAIN. All right, folks. Well, one of the things we want to tell you about as well is when it comes to stations like this, to programming like this, you know, America's Heartland depends on the free critical weather and emergency updates, local news and entertainment that AM radio provides. And we're here for you. It's our honor to connect to you with the information that you need most. And we need your help. Text AM to 52886. That's AM to 52886. And tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. It's just that simple. And in fact, earlier this hour, this in the program, I should say, one of the things we wanted to get out there that wasn't part of the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. In other words, you didn't want to wait for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report to come on, because we wanted to tell our trucker friends out there and our traveling friends that there was a large storm activity just west of Dallas-Fort Worth along I-20 out towards Abilene. And it was heavy, moderate and heavy rain all over the place. And so we wanted to make sure that our friends knew about that. And, of course, if AM radio starts disappearing, especially out of new cars, again, it eliminates one of these great ways that that people actually do get there is very, very critical information, as well, of course, as programming and all that kind of stuff. And you definitely don't want to have all that start to disappear. But what we understand, though, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about the AM radio and telling Congress to make sure that we let them know that AM radio can't just go away out of these new cars, out of this industry. Ford is now evidently reversing its plan, and they're vowing to keep AM radio for its electric and non-electric vehicles. So this is a good step in the right direction. Ford CEO Jim Farley, this from the Detroit Free Press, Jim Farley announced Tuesday morning that the automaker is reversing its previous plan to remove AM radio from vehicles, both electric and gasoline-operated, in 2024. Farley said in his post on LinkedIn professional page and in a tweet, said, after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of the emergency alert system, yeah, you think? I'm stoked about this. I'm over the moon about this, because this stations like this and programming like this and the ability to reach out very quickly, especially in emergency situations, it can't go away, and it can't be diminished. But they've decided to include it on all 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles. For any owners of Ford EVs without broadcast capability, will offer a software update. That's very interesting too. Customers can currently listen to AM radio content in a variety of ways in our vehicles, including via streaming, and we will continue to innovate and deliver even better in-vehicle entertainment and emergency notification options in the future. Right. Well, there's probably, again, you know, streaming and all that kind of thing. We want to make sure that people have a reliable way of hearing that kind of broadcast, and there's going to be no more reliable way than actually using the AM radio itself or the AM band. All right, so this is pretty interesting that I came across, especially, you know, I'm in Southern California, my home base, and I'm about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from Disneyland. I can be home from Disneyland in about that time frame if there's no traffic and so forth. So I sort of grew up all around Disneyland there, and it's always been a permanent fixture. And Disney has always been very popular, right? There's no doubt about that. But this, according to a new Harris poll, Disney's reputation tumbles. The Walt Disney's, and again, this is via Newsmax, I believe, the Walt Disney Company's reputation took a dive among Americans, according to this year's Axis Harris Poll 100, which showed the corporation has dropped by a dozen spots after its ongoing battle with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his so-called, quote, don't say gay, unquote, bill and students' LGBTQ plus rights. Democrats approved of Disney's stance, but the company's reputation took a hit among Republicans, dragging down its overall reputation score, reports Axios. As a result, the poll ranked Disney as its fifth most polarizing brand out of 100 considered in this year's survey. Disney is the fifth most polarizing brand. Okay, all right. Its reputational quotient, or RQ, overall was 70.9 out of 100, down from 73.4 in 2022. Score shows measurements that go across several areas, touching on trajectory, character, and trust. Disney has done what other companies have done. We just saw this with Bud Light. But they start to go into this area of politics and culture that kind of go out of their particular realm. And it's unfortunate because then it just simply becomes polarizing. It becomes a lightning rod. We understand that this is skewed mostly towards Democrats. They have a more positive feeling about Disney, whereas Republicans have more of a negative view of Disney. And then, of course, now get this. This is interesting, too. Overall, the top 10 most politically polarized companies in the survey included the Trump Organization, well, no surprise there, Fox Corporation, Hobby Lobby, the Walt Disney Company, Pfizer, Facebook, Meta, TikTok, Twitter, Chick-fil-A. Now get this, John Deere, Hobby Lobby, and Chick-fil-A topped Republicans' top five performers. Trader Joe's, USAA, Honda Motor Company, and Apple were among Democrats' top five performing brands. Well, I think maybe the moral of the story is here, generally speaking, companies, although, now you'll hear the argument, well, companies are people too. They're under, you know, they can have a point of view. And you'll hear CEOs say this kind of stuff, right? But really, in the end, it's probably better if you have a brand like Disney. You know, you just don't need to go into the political realm because it that way just always just lies madness if you're a company. It's hard for people to say, well, look, you know, I don't like Disney anymore. I don't like this. I don't like that. But don't be political in your company when you have that kind of thing. Folks, stay right there. We're right back after this. Captain's America rolls on. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It certainly is. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls on in the overnight hours across your radio dial. The number to call, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren sitting in for the captain this morning here on the program. And we're going to hear from Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, here in just a moment after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville on State Route 50 near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship location, of course, located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Check out Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. And Moss, of course, is spelled M-A-U-S. MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. Okay, let's go to Chris Markowski, who's holding patiently on the line, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning to you.
All right. Well, it is a wonderful Wednesday morning, and I'm so glad that I get a chance to talk to you because I saw this quote. It's the BlackRock CEO, and he is saying that the economy is actually doing a lot better than people think it is once you get down into the numbers.
You can look at getting down to numbers, you know, numbers and statistics. You can get a lot of different looks to them. The economy most certainly could be much, much worse. You're dealing with a unemployment that is at very, very low levels, and we still have job openings in the country. So To me, that's one of the big things. The ability to get a job is very important for an economy, and we have that.
Yes, well, exactly right. And of course, perception plays such a big part in all this. Because like you said, when you get down to the numbers, but I think sometimes I don't think people are going to look at their grocery bill basically and say, well, but according to the numbers, it's all fine, you know, because they have a perception and then they're going to react based on that perception, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but again, that's the thing. I mean, I call it being a DIY economist. I mean, you can be your own. You can see how the weather is by just going outside. And, for an extended period of time, you had the Federal Reserve telling us that inflation was transitory. And, it's not. We knew it wasn't. Anybody out here in the real world. So, the numbers that they're telling you on TV, what you're hearing here, you can see what's going on in your community by yourself. The other aspect of that is we're a very big country. And, certain states and certain areas of the country do much better than others.
Yes, and matter of fact, I think you're exactly right about that. I want to get your take as well about this possibility that Elon Musk is going to help Ron DeSantis announce his candidacy on Twitter. What do you think about that?
Well, he's trying to create this platform. I mean, I think he would allow, any candidate to announce their candidacy there because, again, if he's trying to draw attention to this new thing he wants to do. I think Tucker Carlson's moving over there as well. So it's interesting. It's a smart move.
Well, it would seem so because it's different in the grand sense. And then, of course, I think they're also going to have live questions. It's interesting to me, of course, that now the power of Elon Musk, no matter what, of course, he's become more polarizing, I guess, depending on the political spectrum somebody's part of. But nevertheless, it's a big maneuver for him to be involved in this.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he's stepping down from running Twitter. He's going to be just kind of focusing more on obviously his car business and obviously SpaceX. But, as far as this is concerned, I think it's a pretty smart move.
Exactly right. Well, we were just talking with Denise Simon earlier about the strategic aspects in terms of what the new Chinese ambassador is saying, that we've got a lot of, hurdles to get over, basically, just paraphrasing. But what do you think in terms of U.S.-China relations in terms of where we're going to go with that and how much is that going to hurt the economy, especially in an election year? I mean, the Chinese could probably do whatever they want in order to try to stir it one way or another in terms of our relationship with one another, and how we interact.
China is aware, and they're seeing it already, that certain companies out there are, what I call it, de-risking their supply chains and moving some of them elsewhere, whether it be India, Malaysia, somewhere else in the general vicinity. They're aware of that. They don't want that to happen by any stretch of the imagination. And, space facts, in many respects, the United States and China are codependent. You got an administration that we're pushing all these electric vehicles and all of this green stuff that requires these batteries, and the material for those batteries we're buying from China. I mean, right now they're the world's largest supplier. So we're very much codependent, and any sort of conflict with China, a couple weeks ago we had Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger at their annual meeting. Charlie Munger said it's stupid, 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 and he's right. It's the last thing in the world we need to have right now is another conflict. We need to be out there on the world stage and to be competing.
Exactly right. Well, another possible indicator in terms of how people maybe feel about our economy right now is, we see that Biden's challengers are starting to really rack up some pretty significant poll numbers in terms of their comparison to Joe Biden. I think a lot of that's political in terms of policy, but do you think people are feeling the heat and they say to themselves, we can't keep going with Joe?
I think so. Well, I think, I mean, Robert F. Kennedy's, poll numbers, despite the fact he probably doesn't have, outside of his last name, people don't really know who he is, is amazing to me. And again, I listened to him on programs out there, and he's got a lot of intelligent things to say. I agree with many of his policies and many of the things that he discusses, not all of them, but many of them. And, again, I think it's a change from Joe Biden. I think people are starting to come to the realization that Joe is not running the show, that he's just the name on the package. And they've got people behind the scenes and people that are controlling him that, they know they have this fight for power. When I saw, Jeffrey Katzenberg saying he'd spend any dollar amount to get Joe Biden elected, what that tells me is that, he has influence. He can push policy within the administration that's going to benefit him.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, again, it's like a gravy train. It's like, how do we keep this gravy train going?
Absolutely.
Yeah. well, also, of course, we're looking at the home prices. I've heard just earlier that home sales, new home sales seem to be up compared to where we were, I think, a year ago at this point. So that might be an interesting indicator.
Well, no, it is. And again, especially when it comes to real estate, I try to get people to understand that, real estate's a local thing. Real estate on the beach in Gulf of Mexico is worth more than it is, 60 miles inland. It's just the nature of real estate. And when they put out these numbers nationwide, not to mention the fact that, certain states are doing much better than others, it's difficult to judge. Again, very, very big country, lots of different places.
Well, going out of, say, residential real estate, but maybe going into commercial real estate, is it going to get much harder for investors to not only get money and loans in order to start construction or to purchase assets, but also maybe to be able to stay in those assets because their loan to value ratios really start taking a hit because of the interest rates?
The commercial real estate market's collapsing. And quite frankly, I saw this coming before COVID, and we've watched it for almost like a slow death for a period of time in many spaces with malls and their demise over the past decade and a half. But, without a doubt, the pandemic put the stay-at-home work scenario on steroids. We're seeing, major outflow out of cities because of crime and a myriad of other issues. So it's changed the dynamic, not to mention the fact that, again, if you're a company, using New York and Florida as an example, if you're a company, you have to pay somebody a lot more to be an employee in New York than you do in, Tennessee and Florida. And companies are recognizing that also.
Exactly right. And what are we going to do with all these big empty office spaces?
I know. I'm saying that everybody needs to get creative. I mean, certain buildings are going to be very, very difficult to transfer to residential. I don't know. New stadiums, ballparks, a lot of them have to come down.
Yeah, something else entirely. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. The Watchdog on Wall Street is the website, correct?
WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Kyle Warren in for the captain, back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.